I often look at words, we call them health halo words, that might include things like healthy, all natural, gluten-free, live and active, sugar-free, fat-free. These words may not mean that the product is healthy or has a lot of nutrients or vitamins or fiber. It may just mean that it is lacking in gluten or lacking in sugar.
Well, how can you tell if it's healthy or not? It's pretty confusing. There's a lot of label reading these days. I think consumers are a little more savvier than they used to be. But how can you tell if a food is really healthy or just maybe not so good for you?
Well, this is where your friendly dietitian, who is well-versed in all of the foods and all of the food labels, can help you navigate food choices and dietary choices and menu planning with you. It really comes down to a food-by-food analysis, and some foods just need a little bit more investigation.
So what I'm hearing is quality matters over quantity sometimes, especially when you're counting calories or just trying to watch what you're putting into your body.
And being mindful of terms that may not necessarily indicate that the food is in your best interest or is a healthy food. So sugar-free may be problematic. And there are sugar-free cookies, so it doesn't mean that that cookie is healthy. It's still a cookie. It just happens to have an artificial sweetener in it.
What buzzwords should we look for in labels that will signal that it's healthy?
When you look at a food label, particularly I look at no added sugars. I think that's an important term to look for. In breads or other sort of carbohydrates like that, I would be looking for the word whole, for whole grain. That means it's going to be more meaningful and have all of the nutrient-dense components.
And then I've always heard, and you have given me this advice before, it's better to shop on the outskirts of the grocery store rather than go up and down the aisles. Does that still hold true?
When we think about the whole foods that you're going to find on the perimeter of the grocery store, there's no question they're going to have fewer preservatives, if any, and you know, things that your grandmother would have recognized as a fruit or a vegetable. You're going to find most of the high-quality foods there. Certainly within the center of the grocery store, there are some foods that we want to take advantage of. You know, a can of black beans is an awesome contribution to tonight's dinner. But the bulk of our healthy foods are typically going to be the fruits and the vegetables and some of the lean proteins that you're going to find on the edges of the grocery store.